That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. I wonder, friends, did you have one of those after-the-holiday complaints, like a headache or acid indigestion or sore aching muscles that made it hard to get back on the job today? Well, if so, I hope you remembered Alka-Seltzer. Yes, whenever these occasional ailments make you miserable, the thing to do is fix yourself a glass of Alka-Seltzer. And here's the way you do that. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. You'll be surprised, for in almost no time at all, you'll begin to feel better. You see, Alka-Seltzer is just the ticket for these troubles, for it can give fast relief from headache pain and sore aching muscles, and besides, its alkalizing properties quickly reduce excess gastric acidity, and so help relieve acid indigestion. Try Alka-Seltzer. Take some now if you want the fast, effective relief it can give. Remember, all drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer, and it's a good idea to buy two packages instead of one. Yes, that extra package on the side keeps the household well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in order to impress her friends, Elizabeth has decided Abner is going to take up polo. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store asking Abner about his new pursuit. Listen.
Oh, you're joshing. You mean Elizabeth actually went out and bought a polo pony for you?
Lum, I don't know whether it's a polo pony or not, but she bought a critter for me to ride. Got it tied up over in back of the boarding house.
Well, where in the world did she get it?
Oh, out there at old man Johnson's place.
Not that pony them young'uns of his ride around on.
That's the one.
Oh, man.
She must have given him an awful good price for it, too, because I know they never wanted to get shut of it.
Is that about you? You look comical riding around on that pony.
I ain't been riding around on it. Elizabeth tried to get me on it, and I wouldn't go near the thing.
What's the matter? Was you scared of it?
Scared? Me? Ha!
Well, was you?
Of course not.
Them young'uns ride it around all the time. I don't see what you're so scared of that for.
I ain't scared, Lum. It's just that, well, I just ain't as young as I used to be, and... Well, being up high that way sort of makes me busy.
High? That ain't high. Ain't much bigger than a Shetland pony.
Lum, it's high for me. Got to recollect, I'm sort of short. Besides, that pony ain't used to me. No telling what he might do if a stranger like me gets around him. I ain't scared, though, I'll tell you that right here and now.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, I ain't.
Well, to be honest, I don't blame you for not wanting to ride him, because you'll just make a laughing stocks out of yourself is what you'll do. You ain't no polo player.
I know I ain't. This is Elizabeth's idea. She got to bragging around all her friends how rich we was and how big of a polo's player I am.
Well, whatever give her that idea, anyway?
I don't know, Lum. She thinks all rich people play polos. Maybe they do, for all I know, but I'll tell you one rich one it ain't, and his name is Abner Finley Peabody.
Well, how are you going to get out of it now that she's bought that pony for you?
I don't know. That's what I come down here for. I thought you might have some ideas.
Well, just what does Elizabeth expect you to do? You can't get out there and play polo all by yourself. They have regular teams for that junk, I think. Forwards and infielders and chuckers and I don't know what all.
Well,
fullbacks.
As near as I can figure it out, Elizabeth just wants me to get on the pony and bang a croquet ball around some vacant lot to where folks can see me.
Well, what good will that do?
Well, she just figured everybody would think I'm practicing up for some big polo contest. Says I've got to do that to keep from making a storyteller out of her.
Well, there's the idioticest one thing I ever heard of.
I know it, I know it. But you know Elizabeth, too. Getting that woman gets eyed in her head, you couldn't blast it out of there with a stick of dynamite.
Well, I don't know what I can do to help you.
Well, Lum, I just want you to help me study up some way to get out of it. I don't want to get out there and make a half of a wit out of myself.
Why don't you just come right out flat-footed and tell her you don't know how to play it?
I told her that, and she said I could learn. She claims there weren't nothing to it besides banging that croquet ball around the vacant lot.
Well, there's bound to be more to it than that.
I told her I couldn't learn it even if that was a
hole. Honey, honey, honey. Got good news for you, Abner.
Huh?
Got a book here that tells you the whole pigeon-toed works.
What in the world are you talking about, Grandpap?
You're taking up polos, ain't you?
Have you heard about that, too?
Elizabeth's been over to our place this morning, and we was discussing polos.
How could you discuss polo? You don't know nothing about it.
Oh, don't I?
No,
I know the spavin-legged game, backwards and forwards. Facts is, Elizabeth sent me over here to learn you how to play it.
You?
Yes, sir. It oughtn't to take over 20 or 30 minutes. Of course, with you, it might take longer, an hour maybe.
Now, just a minute, Grandpap. How could you ever learn me to do something you don't know how to do yourself?
Well, I told you, the whole works is in this pigeon-toed book here.
What book is that?
It's called Dr. Gufflin's Encyclopedia of Social, Commercial, and General Information. A practical and educational compendium suited to the needs of everyday life and designed to widen the vistas of the average person. Revised edition, New York City, copyright 1908.
Can you learn polo out of that?
Ain't nothing you can't learn out of this. Now, sit down, Abner.
Grandpa, no, I don't want to learn how to play polo.
Elizabeth says you do.
Oh.
Now then, let's see here. Page 546. Outdoor games.
Now, wait a minute, Grandpa.
Outdoor games. It ought to be in here somewhere.
Well, I'd hate to see the parlor after you got done trying to play it in the house riding horses. Long, you've got to get me out of this somewhere.
I'm studying on it, Ed.
I can't go through with nothing like this.
Here we are, the rudiments of polo.
Rudiments? Now, I reckon I got to go out and buy a batch of them things.
Rules for practice. That's what you want, ain't it?
I don't want none of it.
All right, here we go. Rules for practice.
Mom, help me here.
In practicing for the game, two things are necessary. Assuming, of course, the would-be player is an accomplished horseman.
Well, that lets me out right there.
These are, one, to practice the four fundamental strokes. The straightforward back, straightforward front, the near side back, the near side front. Have you got that?
Uh-huh.
Two, to train the pony to respond rapidly and eventually to understand the game so far as to follow the ball.
Make the pony understand the game?
That's what it says here.
Well, we might just as well give the whole thing up right here and now. I could take that book over there and read it to that pony all day long, and I doubt if he'd ever catch on to it. He don't look too smart to me.
And you can take that up later. That's the second part of it anyway. We're going to have our hands full learning you.
Oh, me.
In learning the strokes, the would-be polo player faces a difficult task.
They're telling me.
In the first place, he must learn how to hit the ball both when lying on the ground and when
lying on the ground.
Abner, you got to stop interrupting me.
Dogus, whoever wrote that book must have saw me ride a horse before. I'll tell you one thing, though. When I'm laying there on the ground, I ain't going to take time to make a croquet shot. I'm going to scramble out of there before them horses trample me to death.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me read that over again. We might not have that quite right.
Well, maybe the idea is that while you're laying there, you swing the club around in the air to keep the horses away from you.
Yeah, there's more to that game than I thought there was.
Mom, you're supposed to be thinking of some way to get me out of this.
I'm working on it.
Well, hurry up.
What I think this means, Abner, is the ball's laying on the ground, not you.
Well, it don't matter, because I'll be down there, too.
But he must learn how to hit the ball both when lying on the ground, meaning the polo ball, and when bowled to him by a companion.
Bowled to him?
Yeah.
Well, I know I ain't going to get out there. Fellers is going to start chunking a bowling ball at me. Them things are heavy.
This is by no manner of means easy.
Easy? I don't think it can be did at all, personally.
And at best requires considerable careful practice.
I don't care how careful you are, you ain't going to be able to practice long. They'll get you with the horses or the bowling ball.
In training the pony, it is necessary...
Wait a minute.
I believe there's an idea for you right there, Abner.
Huh?
That training the pony business. Why don't you call up Elizabeth and tell her that pony ain't no good for polo because it's too old to be trained. Tell her you have to have a young, frisky pony.
You reckon that'd work?
Well, leastways, it's something to try. You can tell her you don't want to disgrace her by riding around on that old thing.
I don't, because I believe that would convince her. Yes, sir, I'll do that. I'll use that part about not wanting to disgrace her. She'll love that.
In the second place, the player must learn to hit the ball without also hitting a horse's leg.
Hello, Sister Simpson.
Oh, wait.
I wonder if you... Huh?
This is interesting.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
I'd take it up myself.
Are you answering the phone for Sister Simpson over there now? Oh, I see. Well, Elizabeth, I've just had the worst disappointment.
I'll get that swayback horse of Walt Bates. I won't be so liable to fall off it.
Yeah, I just found out I won't be able to use that pony for my polo work after all. Well, it's too old to train. Them young'uns been riding him around, just ruining him for anything else.
That's the time, Abner.
Well, yes, I could, but it'd be a terrible disgrace to you, Elizabeth. And me, too, as rich as we are. Well, I know how you feel, because I'm disappointed, too, but we'll take up something else, Rich. Yeah, all right, Elizabeth. Goodbye. I know that it sure worked.
Yeah, I figured it would.
Oh, she swallowed that hook, line, sinker.
The early stages of practice had best be taken on a wooden horse.
Grandpap, I don't need that
when
no more.
When novice has advanced sufficiently...
Grandpap, you can stop
that.
...avoid
hitting
now.
The legs of the wooden horse...
Grandpap, will you hash that up?
Try his
Grandpap, he's fair.
...on a live mount. Have you got that, Abner?
No, I ain't. What's more, I don't want it.
Abner, you ain't never going to be no polo player with that altitude. Have you fellas got a wooden horse around the store here, Summers?
Of course we ain't. What would we want with a wooden horse?
Well, advertise harness on.
No, we
ain't. Well, you got to get one to practice hitting its legs. Maybe we could just set you up on something around the store here. How about the top of the stove over there?
Listen, Grandpa, how many times do I have... Grandpa, let me go. Let go. Put me down, Grandpa. You break your back. Doggy.
Now... Lesson number one.
Grandpap, get me down from here now.
You've got to practice, Abner.
I don't know such a thing. Now, get me down
before I
hit you.
Would you two hash up that yammering while I answer the phone?
No.
Grannies. Hello, jot him down, store. Mom?
I am riding the rain short up. Man.
Well, he's sort of tied up at the moment.
Stove up.
Tell him what? Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, I just know how happy he'll be. Yes, Mom.
Goodbye.
All right, now get me down from here.
No, you better stay up there, Abner, and start practicing.
Huh?
That was Elizabeth, and she just called Mr. Johnson and traded the pony for one that'll suit you better.
Better?
Yeah, she says she can train it any way you want to. You can start out together. You ain't never played polo before, and the horse ain't never been rode before.
Well, with such a horse, what heights will polo player Abner rise to now? When a busy day leaves you with a pesky, nagging headache, don't let that headache get you down. Don't let it ruin your disposition and give you the grouches. Instead, reach for the Alka-Seltzer bottle. That's right. Just fix yourself a glass of Sparkling Fizz, drink it down, and see how quickly Alka-Seltzer acts to relieve that headache and turn your frown back into a smile. Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved when you take it, so it's ready to go to work on a headache fast and bring fast relief. Yes, there's just nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast, dependable headache relief. So try it the next time you have a headache. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores. Buy an extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. You can't afford to take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
Listen every day, Monday through Friday at this time, for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.